Okay, Chair, you are on the record.
Good morning, all. I'll call the Intertime Management Committee to order. This is our regular meeting, June 26th, 9 a.m. Jennifer, if you could do a roll call for committee members.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, here.
Chugach Electric Association.
Andrew Laughlin, here.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Dan Bishop, here.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to a public roll call, please.
Okay, we'll start with our attorneys.
Jonathan Green with the law firm of Guess and Rudd.
Ashley Brown with the law firm Guess and Rudd.
Okay, and then next we will go to the folks in the room.
Jim Mendenhall, Alaska Energy Authority.
Pam Ellis, Alaska Energy Authority.
Mark Ziesmer, Alaska Energy Authority.
David Pease, Mountainous Electric.
Pat Dimitrovich, Electric, AEA.
Mike Miller, Chugach Electric.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Okay, Chair, that's everybody.
Okay, and how about online, Jennifer? Did you check?
Okay, I think everyone, if there's folks on the Teams meeting that would like to identify themselves, please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Robert Verga, AEA.
Paltrikoff, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Okay, that's everybody, Chair.
All right, moving on, item 4, agenda approval. I'll entertain a motion.
Andrew Laughlin.
Motion to approve.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Okay, we had Andrew Laughlin move and Dan Bishop second.
Thank you, Jennifer, for that. Any discussion?
Chair, I have one addition I'd like to make. After in new business, I'd like to add a brief discussion about notifications for brief discussion relative to the Grandview fire and just notifications and how we're notifying each other when stuff like that happens.
Okay, I understand that, Bill, that you want to add an item under 8C as far as wildfire notification process.
Wildfire, earthquakes, stuff like that.
Okay. Natural disaster notification process. Let's go with that. So would you like to make that motion?
I move that we add...
Or to amend the agenda?
Yes, I
amend
move
the agenda.
Yes, sir. I move to amend the agenda to add item C, natural disaster notifications.
Second, Dan Bishop.
Okay, the amendments to add item 8C for natural disasters notification. Any discussion? Okay, Jennifer, could you do a roll call vote on the amendment?
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
Okay. The amendment passes.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving back to the main motion, is there any discussion on the amended agenda? Okay, Jennifer, if you could do a roll call vote on the amended agenda.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes, Ms. Bill.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Item 5, public comments.
Okay, is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay. Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Please raise your hand. Okay, and then we'll go to the phone. If there's anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, there's no public comments.
Thank you, Jennifer. Item 6, approval of my prior minutes of May 1st, 2026. I'll entertain a motion, please.
Andrew Laughlin, move to approve.
Bill Price.
Dan Bishop.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Okay, Jennifer, we'll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Item 7, old business. Looks like we have FY 2027 budget on this. Do we have somebody to speak to this, or is there a motion?
Chair, this is Bill Price. I move the Alaska Intertime Management Committee approve the fiscal year 2027 budget as presented for submittal to the Alaska Energy Authority.
I'll second. Dan Bishop.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded that the FY 2027 budget be approved for the Intertie Management Committee. So any discussion?
Yes, I have, Chair, this is Andrew Laughlin. I have one item I'd like to discuss.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Under the Intertie administrative costs, there's an SBC support services contract. I would like a little discussion as to why what looks like a maintenance contract is considered an administrative cost and why it's not in the other line items that are divvied up by usage costs.
Chair, I can speak to as a placeholder. It was put in as it was a seen as a services contract. AEA has no strong opinion one way or another where it falls in the budget. It just needs to be in somewhere in the budget. So as far as whether it stays in administrative or moves to O&M, AEA has no preference.
Chugach's preference on this would be to move it to an O&M category. To us, it feels very much like something that is based off of usage. So it feels more appropriate elsewhere, and that would help us support the budget.
Dan, do you want to comment on this?
Yes, I'd just like to sort of explore how it's used and whether it's used proportional to whether the usage is affects the entire rail belt and all the intertie participants relatively equally, or affects them similarly, or if it is really tied to the usage. And so just a little bit of exploration of that, why I think would be appropriate. I'm not categorically opposed to changing it, but just would like to discuss a little bit more from the perspective of MEA and Chugach and Golden Valley.
Bill, do you want to address Dan's or Andrew, one of the two?
I mean, I can, this is Andrew Laughlin, I can provide Chugach's perspective. There's, we're not, you know, usage of the tie lines down. We don't serve any load north right now. So this feels very much something that would be appropriate for the participants that are using the tie. And it, to me, looks like something that's a maintenance agreement and would be based off of usage, right? Using SVC more, maintenance costs go up. Right now, we're not seeing that as a something we're utilizing a lot. So there's very little tie flows north. And for us, it's an additional cost that's coming in under an administrative function, which is not generally reserved for maintenance activities. So I guess maybe I don't have a very good understanding of what this is. And, you know, maybe the appropriate thing to do and the suggestion is that if it is just a placeholder when we actually have a contract to look at and approve, maybe we bring it back to the IMC at that point in time to consider approving it. But with something that looks like a generic line item in a budget and a maintenance item going into an administrative section, it looks like an added cost for Chugach to bear, and I don't understand why we're being asked to bear that cost right now.
I can speak a little bit to more depth about what this contract is. We have three SVCs, of course, Teeland, Gold Hills, Douglas. This is a fixed cost. Whatever the contract is, it's going to be a fixed more than unless we renegotiate something different. Let me put it that way. Mm-hmm. As it's currently structured, it's a fixed cost, and it is a warranty support. It's tech support. They provide spares. They come out every year and do maintenance, but it's not tied to usage in any way.
It's a maintenance cost.
I'm not striking a position one way or another. I'm just differentiating it, whether we use them or not. It's a cost. So, as I said, AEA has no strong opinion one way or the other where it falls in the budget. Just that it does.
And this is Dan. I'm sort of interested in learning more about the function of it. Does it provide some voltage regulation value to the South Central utilities in general, as opposed to just being necessary for transfers up the intertie? And that might be more of a system studies subcommittee question.
My understanding is the tie works with two of them. It doesn't work with one of them. So it's the type of thing where and I'm not qualified to speak to that in depth, but in general, it's a stability issue for the tie itself.
Right.
If its benefit extends beyond the intertie, I'm not qualified to speak to.
Well, I think it's a reasonable request by Chugach, but it would like to, if possible, have some analysis, perhaps, behind it.
Thanks, Dan, for that, and Bill, for the explanation. So, Bill, the question I would have on it, because it feels a little more maintenance-y than not, but of the different pieces that you mentioned, are those different pieces broken out by cost that you could spread this contract through the agreement or through the budget? Excuse me.
That's not impossible. As it currently structured, it's a fixed fee contract. It's not broken out by, as I recall, it's not broken out by cost center, for lack of a better phrase. That being said, the contract is it needs to be renewed. The current cost is $550 a year, $550,000 a year. The expected cost, if we were to just blindly renew it, would be a $750 a year. And the users of this contract, will say, the engineers who have to manage and work with Golden Valley on this contract, are not happy with the overall service, so there's an ongoing discussion as to what kind of contract we're going to have going forward. The cost is therefore to be negotiated. We do have to the end of the year before that number actually, before the contract expires at the end of the year. So we do have some time to work this out, and that's why the placeholder is set at 100, because we don't know exactly how that number is going to land. And it's conceivable that we could break it out by different aspects of the contract if we so decide. That's something for the engineers to work out exactly. And what do we want this contract to do? How are we going to use that contract? Those are all subjects that are open to the IOC is going to put together a committee, or is in working on putting together a committee of engineers to negotiate the new contract with GE.
And I would like to express appreciation for the efforts that they've been doing to find a more acceptable path.
Okay, well, I'm not one way or the other, so that's good information, Bill, that it expires at the end of the year, and you know, so I'm open to what the will of the body is. Currently, we have a motion on the table to approve the budget as presented. Andrew's wish to amend the budget, although that's not a motion yet, but...
Would the IMC be open to looking at this contract when we actually had something to approve and looking at that?
Well, I think the impact is the, and if I speak incorrectly on this, Mark, please correct me, is if we move it to the O&M cost, then it falls into the use, then it will trickle into the usage rate. If we leave it in the administration bucket, it affects the capacity charge. I believe that's correctly stated. So it's a relatively small number in the budget. I don't know how significant the effect of moving it one way or the other, but the real number will require a budget amendment regardless. It's not going to be 100. It's going to be something else. And so we can move it at that time as well.
Sure. So my thoughts on this are that from what your description was, this is if the SVCs go down, you call the vendor, they come out, that provides field support, they put people in the field to get it back in service, providing spare components. All this sounds very much like a maintenance activity.
It's a warranty contract.
Yeah, and if it lands in the administrative section, you get just paying a third, whereas if it lands in the other section, we're... It is based off of usage, which feels very appropriate to me, given the fact that it is spares and people in the field, so, and 24/7 support for it. So, I guess I could look at it either way, but my preference would be just to move it into the admin or the maintenance portion of this budget.
Well, this is Dan, and I don't object to that.
Okay. I don't have an opinion one way or the other since this contract's going to be up at the end of the year and we're going to have to do the budget amendment. I think we need to break down the new contract a little bit and put it in appropriate spots in the budget. So, and that's going to be a budget amendment probably in January or so. I'm fine with moving it to the O&M portion.
Okay.
Andrew, back to you. You want to, or do we have an amendment to make on this?
You're looking for a motion for me. All right.
Yeah.
I move to reallocate the SBC support services contract to the O&M section of the budget. I apologize, I don't know what section that would go into. Or
I was just about to ask to clarify. Are we talking perhaps FERC 570, maintenance or station equipment?
That seems appropriate to me.
Yes.
Do I need to restate my motion then?
No, I think we understand that your motion is to move the SEC support services contract to the FERC 570 section of the FY27 budget. Do I have a second?
I'll second Dan Bishop.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to amend the budget to move the SEC support services contract to the O&M FERC 570. Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
And Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Back to the main motion to approve the FY 2027 budget as amended. Any discussion? Further discussion? Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
And Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
$20, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on, item 8, new business, the PSSE model contract. I think this requires an executive session, so I'll entertain a motion, please.
Andrew Laughlin, I move that the Alaska Energy Management Committee enter into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, the Intertie, the IMC, or any of its members.
Dan Bishop, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
The motion carries, and we will go into executive session.
Jennifer, if you could, I'd like to have the members identify who can stay for Matanuska Electric, David Pease and John Sinclair. Thank you, Jennifer. Just want to make the comment that during executive session discussing the PSSC model, no decisions were made in executive session. So I'll entertain a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill Price. I move that the IMC complete negotiations with Siemens for a new term contract to last 5 years, similar to what has been proposed, final negotiations to be approved by all IMC members and to include the RRC as a license sharing member.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any objection or any discussion, excuse me? Okay, Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to 8B, Disaster Declaration for Structure 616. This item is on here primarily if everybody should have saw that the governor declared disaster for the avalanche that damaged Structure 616. What I want to confirm, Dan, is Golden Valley managing this or AEA managing this? So.
Golden Valley and AEA are collaborating on attempting to recover the costs.
Okay. Unless somebody has any objections, I'm fine with that moving forward. I just wanted to make sure that we had that in the open session so that everybody knows that the state's going to be paying for that structure. Moving on to 8C, natural disaster. Notice process, Bill?
Yes. Real quick, I neglected to look in back at the when this avalanche occurred, but how much I don't recall the first notification AEA got on it, if it was right away or if we had to wait till later on. But in the Grandview Fire, there was a FYI email that was sent out to the OND members, and that's the first that we heard. And then that's the first notification that was sent. The first phone call was made between, as I recall, Brad Jarnowski and Kurt Thayer. And so and then I've also heard subsequent conversations about how some of the executive members didn't get a advance notice, and many of them heard through the news, which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just in hindsight, and especially in light of the disaster declaration, one of the things that happened is the governor didn't know about it until after he had issued the disaster declaration. And so I think we need to either revitalize a document that has been forgotten or establish a policy for when we have a natural disaster, a fire, earthquake, something that has affected state infrastructure, the IMC, and this can perhaps carry on into the BPMC as well, that we have a notification procedure that gets the word to the governor quickly such that we can make sure that everyone's aware that things are going on and we can act to support the equipment quicker. Don't really have much time to discuss it, but one of the things I would just move that we develop or revitalize a policy around that.
And I don't have a problem with that. I think that'd be a good thing for the members to think about, and let's put it as a agenda item for next meeting. How's that?
Can I ask a question? It's 10 o'clock. We have a meeting at 10, followed by another meeting at 12 that are publicly noticed.
Yes, we're wrapping up.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? HC. Moving on to committee reports real quick. 9A, budget to actuals. See Mark coming to the table.
Good morning. This is Mark Ziesmer from AEA. I believe all of you have the budget and actuals report in your packet. I'm happy to answer any questions if you have, but I think just because of time constraints, we'll go ahead and move forward if there aren't any questions.
I'm good. Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
No objections.
I'm good. No objections. Moving on, 9B, ILC reports.
Mike Miller, Chugach Electric. The report's in your packet, I think. You guys touched on the things that we would have wanted to discuss already, so I guess I would just say if you have any questions, I can answer them, or we can move on.
No objections.
No objections here.
No objections. 9C, go ahead with the operator report, Mike.
Similarly, I think you guys have access to it. There's not a whole lot of new news there. There was a fair amount of events on the system over the last couple months, but other than that, I don't really have anything else to share, so I'll take any questions.
No objections.
None here, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. So moving on to item 10, member comments. Andrew, start with you.
I'd just like to thank all the folks for their hard work on committee reports and also for the AEA and all the work they've done on the PSSE model contract negotiation.
Thank you. Dan?
I will echo the previous comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Just thanks to the members.
Okay, and I'll echo Andrew's comments. Thanks for all the work being done on the PSSC stuff. So moving on, next meeting is going to be July 24th, 2026. Now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Andrew Laughlin, so moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Alaska Energy Authority.
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We're adjourned. Thanks. Thanks, everyone.